Rose and I had a couple of fights. You know, this is a problem with the academic guest plays, you know, all the time, because we never can get those dinners over by 10 o'clock. Last time it was 11. Now, that was longer than usual, because Brandon took one hell of a long time to see the line with everybody, you know, which was great for the dinner guests, but the academic guests, of course. And he was terribly tired of that, so I couldn't put him in that line to shake their hands. I just had to brush them and get them through there. Uh-huh. You know, we went out there at 11 o'clock. Those people have been down there since 10 o'clock, and I think their feelings were hurt, frankly.
Yeah, because we have a great academic.
I know, frankly, that's all right. They were still under secretaries and so forth, and they were lucky even to come there. My, I understand, I'm not going to be apologetic about that. They were lucky to be here, because after the entertainment, I got a brush of him. He spoke to them a while, which gave them a hell of a thrill. So it was all right in that respect. But the thing was, can you make the after dinner guests 10:30 rather than 10? I have no memory of any dinner where we ever got through before 10:20. You see what I mean?
I don't ever set the time. I'll talk to Lucy and that.
All right.
Side.
I mentioned to Julie last night, Pat was there, and they both agreed. We cannot have there and have these four dead after dinner.
No, standing around downstairs and out.
What are they invited for?
I don't know. That's what I have to check.
Well,
I suppose they come before 10, so they're probably trying to be there before the other stuff.
But let me suggest this. For all the other dinners, make it 10:30. I'll feel a lot happier that way, see? I'll feel a lot happier. So I'm not pushing all the time and worrying about those poor guests tonight. I got Scott or somebody to go down and tell them we're going to be a half hour late when I saw that there.
Well, they have a good time. I think some music down there for them. Or at least they give them some champagne.
Yeah.
That's all right. I don't talk too much about it, but.
I don't know. But last night was just one of those occasions.
Well,
I just wonder if we should have that in the next week.
You can cut them out. I think if you cut them out and have it. It's hard to get all the people that really ought to see certain individuals in. Let me talk to you about making it 10:30.
Oh, man, Rose, make it 10:30. At least 10:30. Or if I may compromise, at least 10:15. There is no way I've ever seen a dinner we remember through before 10:20. You know what I mean? And I got to just go in and have a cup of coffee with the guy before I leave.
Sure.
So maybe 10:30 we do that.
We just have a lot of evenings at the White House to get some of you, but we don't have to. We have to do a little.
Rose, you're not that far. So just going. I mean, we've done them all. They've all been there so far. These congressmen
And I would not let Tim and Steve have as many names. We cut them down by 10%. We cut down about 50% on those after dinner ones of his. And I think they sort of have, they can't influence their bosses anyway. Unless you know the people and you know that they really do.
Were you able to get a hold of your friend at Lucio?
I'm trying him on Lucy Hope at 5:30 today.
Oh, good.
I don't want that guy to be put on and ask whether he has talked to me or seen me.
You know, that's what you do.
That's what I want to try to do.
So you know, just take her back. Tell her because we don't want to embarrass him to Anderson, so I put it back.
That's what I'm telling him.
And I thought also that this money was given, that you
was
this money explained. It was given. And that Amadeus, you know, he could have thought it was her personal purpose. That's what he probably gave it to Humphrey for. But you retained for the 1974 campaign, but you think it's best that there not be anything. We never touch any of that though, as you know. Except for our own expenses during the campaign travel and all that sort of thing. I just give it to him. See if he'll call her back. That'll be Jack.
Yeah, he'll probably want to talk with him before you think it. Person.
Sure. Sorry.
But I think that's all right, but I don't want him to get on a chair and say that he's talking
to me. Oh, he's hearing anything you just say, look, nothing wrong with it. You're planning to use it for the 74 campaign at the present time, but right now,
least we'll know what the machine may be, and they'll be able to get it.
Maybe this month, maybe soon, I'll have to work on this, so. Also, I think you could call our friend about the brother Baker, because he's pretty bad roads. He's put out a story after we were going out there and playing, and he made a point that he'd be alone with the president. Time he was practically on us, all of us with his camera, you know, taking pictures and the rest of it. For him to make such a point like that was probably insulting.
Those statements, and I said, so if we get him vulnerable to partisan. hardship, we're not going to have the kind of treatment of this thing that is so essential. She said, I agree. He said, it was a very unfortunate thing. And I said, he acts like he has a hunting license. He said, well, he does not, and I'm going to talk to him.
Well, good enough. I guess we should have been involved in that program. I must say that the crowd just flows so much. I don't know, maybe there just comes a point where people are going to say, well, President, you're guilty of that case. I don't know what we can do with that. I really don't.
You may believe that words when you're in the car out of West Texas.
We're coming along.